So here's a question. There was some video someone sent me, and it showed the place where humans were made, and it was in Mexico, Teotihuacan, Teotihuacan, were humans made there?
And that was was that on a palais? Were they born on a palais there, Bob? Did they put them on a palais and drop them
in the driveway? Yeah, they put them on
a palais.
They're dropped off at the Garden of Eden.
You had to take them apart. No, Bob, they weren't invented there.
Yeah. The pyramids have the same alignment as the Egyptian pyramids. The Mexican pyramids have the same alignment.
All of them line up. We've done this 1,000 times, Bob. Those are markers so that you can figure out how to reconfigure the Yarmulke continent. We've done this now. That's the end of the Mayan calendar. We've done 1,000 hours on this now. Shit, don't recreate the wheel now. The Hali Adiaka is moving and lining up the other way. Those points all come, and then the earth turns, it shifts, where poles are flipping. The Giza is the nose cone of the planetary spaceship. Yarmulke continent, where do you wear the Yarmulke? On the top. It's going to flip around, heading toward the sun. It's going to point directly there. Gives you exactly how many rocks there are around Giza. Then your ION logo with the sun on the top and the ION. For fuck's sake, you really can't make this shit up, Bob. It's pretty easy after a little bit. Just follow the pictures. It's a picture show. You don't even have to read. That's like Tina. You don't even have to read. Just look at the pictures and then follow the pictures, and you can go like that. And that lines up. So if that's true, the other side of those lining up those things, you'd have the aft part of the boat. Of the Titanic. There may be an iceberg involved in this Titanic, but we're going to see. We're going to hope for the best. We're going to see how we go. And then what happens is once you go through the black hole, okay, the black hole, or is that black space or nigger space? Might be a nigger space.
Yeah.
It might be. I don't know. Yeah. We'll have to see about that. But then what happens is it's basically giving you the shape or the direction of the boat, because they know how you're not good with direction. So we got to say, okay, the point is to the top of the pyramid, and the pyramid's going to go through which side first? It's going to go through first. So then the other side, if you draw a line on the other side, it would come to the other side. This is going to be the last thing. So where they said humans was made, that'll be the last thing to go through. You see?
Humans that were made would be the last thing to go through.
That's the aft. They weren't made there. That's just the aft of the boat. No humans
were
made there unless somebody got lucky on a Saturday night, you know, there.
Right. But you're saying humans are the last to go through what you're laying out.
No. No. That you space is where you... Bob, where the space that they said humans were made, that's the aft of the boat. That's all it is. It's the back of the boat. It's the back of the boat. It's the end of the line.
Yeah.
And you said they line up. The pyramids, those pyramids line up. They do. There's the front of the boat, and there's the back of the boat. Yep, just like that. Yep.
So all the pyramids all over the world are all orchestrated to point to Bob's flight to back there to drop
them. They're just buoys to line things up. They've lasted longer than the Empire State Building, so go figure.
Okay. The person said the pyramids have the same alignment as the Egyptian ones, marking Orion. What's that mean, marking Orion?
The Orion's belt, the Giza Plateau, right in front of your fucked up face on the Sphinx. Those three pyramids match up with the solar constellation of Orion, or specifically those three dots. The Orion's belt match exactly Giza's pyramid plateaus. Pyramids.
Okay, right. So, again, it's all about Bob and Ophanel and what he set up. I helped Moses to build these things because I knew what the goal was, correct?
Uh-huh. No, it wasn't you. It was George Soros. He financed the pyramids, goddammit. He got up the money. He stole it from the Jews. He stole it from the Jews, and he got up the money to hire the Hebrewoids to go over there and build the pyramid so he'd have something to be lasting. Come on now. You know this, Bob. Haven't you been listening to Maggie?
Yeah, I got that. So, and then it ends. The main god was Quetzalcoatl. That's bullshit, right? In this Mexican scenario.
He would be a minor god. He wasn't the main god. He's a minor god. We'll see what he can do.